Did you not hear of a wedding of late? A grazier there's none more completer, being a man of a worthy estate, and she a most beautiful creature. Though some declared her portion was small, in her he had fixed his pleasure. He ne'er inquired for any at all, he prized her more dearer than treasure. Therefore there needed no more to be said, the match was made up very fairly. Nay, and that morning they were to be wed, he came to his bride very early. Likewise his friends came with him also, their kindness to her they did render. And as they passed, it was a rare show, the bride she appeared in splendor. They being married to both their content, while death never to be divided, home to her father and mother they went, where was a rich dinner provided. Plenty of all things there did abound, both beer, ale, and likewise canary. And as the glass it went merrily round, they all was most heartily merry. She had an uncle, a wealthy rich man, who was at the wedding and dinner. Cousin, said he, I will do what I can, since thou hast the fortune to win her. Something this day with her I will give, and therefore I prithee come hither. See that you love her as long as you live, that heavens may bless you together. She shall ne'er be no bad bargain, behold, as long as her uncle is able. Then did he pull out whole handfuls of gold, and tendered it down on the table. Here is 200 guineas, said he, be careful and do your endeavor, and then hereafter I will be more free, it is not the most I can give her. Take up this money, I do you entreat, I freely do give it as knowing, when love and money together does meet, their comforts will always be flowing. This I protest is something above what some had who once did refuse her, but you that marry her merely for love, in this you shall ne'er be a loser. I being single, I therefore declare, as long as I live, I'll not marry. Therefore make haste now and get me an heir, a boy, and his name shall be Harry, to whom my land and houses I'll give, when life from this body shall sever. Not only you and your son shall receive, but likewise his children forever. Now the old dad was as great as a king, as he was relating his story. Music and dancing and bells they did ring, the bride she was all in her glory. Likewise her friends in midst of this joy, was merry and laughed out of measure, saying, be sure that you think of this boy, and that we may have a young grace.